Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got some great boxing coming to Mohegan Sun Arena. My own nephew, Rocco Cadaro, is going to be on this card. And our friend Chris Coyne is running the show. And we've got Chris Coyne, who's the promoter for this fight card in November, and Kurt Scooby, who's one of the he's going to finish the card. He's the main event on for this fight card. Chris Coyne, first of all, welcome to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having this card. We got to have you on more than once to talk about this.
We're excited about it, that's for sure.
Give us the who, what, where, and when quickly of the fight card.
The who is Northeast Boxing and myself with Pennsylvania Championship Boxing. We're having a 10-fight all-pro card at the Mohegan, Pennsylvania on 315 down in Wilkes-Barre. When is it? It's November 8th, the evening of November 8th, Saturday night. The doors open at 6, and the card actually, the first bout will start at 7. So it's going to be an exciting night.
I already reserved my tickets. I cannot wait to be there. And one of, actually, the main event, Kurt Scooby's with us. His father-in-law is a very dear friend of mine forever, John Bonacci. Kurt, you're training up in Connecticut, I am told, and you've have a great career so far. Tell us a little bit about your boxing career.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Everything is going great on my end. I'm here to make boxing great again. That's one of the things I wanted to say first.
Nice.
my boxing career is nothing but exciting. I had one misstep, and from there, life has been great. Like I said, I want to give a huge thank you to my father-in-law and my wife for actually understanding what a boxer needs to totally understand to be in camp for this long and be prepared to give my people a good show, you know?
Kurt Scooby, how old are you now?
I'm 30, but I'm 22.
How long are you fighting professionally and otherwise?
I actually started during the pandemic, so I would want to say 5 years now.
All right.
Professionally.
What motivated you to become a fighter? I mean, this is what you do.
Shoot, look, baby, the saddest thing in the world is a waste of talent.
Yeah.
And I never wanted my talent to go to waste.
But you discover it, in terms of boxing, a little bit later in life than most fighters, right?
No, actually, I didn't. I started when I was 7 in amateur boxing. Then I went away and played football, college football, and I was actually 215 pounds. Came back, I knew I didn't love football, so came back and did boxing, which is my first love.
Yeah.
And from there, I just knew this is what I wanted to do.
What weight are you fighting at for this card?
I want to say 140. I still don't know yet, but whatever weight it is, we're going to make it.
Well, you were you weren't fat when you were 210 pounds. How did you get down to this weight to fight at a more manageable fight category?
So I had my wife is actually my nutritionist, so she helped me get down. And
how about that?
At first, it was a little rough. It was a little rough, like I said, and you know, she just got everything right. She made me eat right, get mentally right with myself, and you know, made the weight. And like now, of course, there's no such thing as an easy weight cut, but
yeah,
life is easy now, a little easier than what it was.
Well, Kurt, I'm going to have her work with me for a little while, too, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Chris Coyne.
It comes with a price. It comes with a price.
Northeast Boxing, another great fight card. I know you had my nephew on one down in Old Forge a little while back. But this at a casino, this has a big-time feel. It really does.
I'll tell you what, Bob, you've been with us quite some time now. You remember when I was partner with Maury Nene,
and we were
doing some ESPN Friday night fights back in the day. And I'll tell you, this particular card, this is a HBO Showbox. I won't even say ESPN because this is a much higher level show than an ESPN show, because we've done those. I know what they're like, and I know the quality of fighter we have on this card, aside from Kurt. Now, you know, Kurt's a little humble on air here, I could tell. I'm going to brag about him because he deserves to be bragged about. He's 18-1 with 16 knockouts, and he's fighting a gentleman out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, named Christian Ruben Mino, who's also he's a 33-34 fight veteran with 17 knockouts. So he's not fighting any paperweight here. This kid's coming in, and he's coming in to fight. So it's going to be a battle. Kurt knows that. He's been training hard. Like you said, Kurt, by the way, you're contracted at 143, okay, buddy? So make sure we make weight.
140? 140 sounds good. Sounds good.
143.
Chris, if you keep...
Bob, Mr. Coyne, look.
Chris Coyne, if you keep Kurt Scooby away from me, he'll make weight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go.
Mr. Coyne, I want to say, you're the best promoter in Northeast Pennsylvania, and I want to thank you so much for actually getting this card together and getting me on the card and just exploring the talent that's all around. You know, I appreciate you for that.
I'll tell you, Bob, I've matched hundreds of fights in my life, and this, I think, perhaps, and Kurt will agree, may have been the hardest fight I've ever matched with my matchmaker, because listen, they're not just lining up like ducks waiting to fight Kurt Scobie, that's for sure.
They see, I mean, anybody who has a fighter sees all these knockouts and an 18-1 record and a guy that's athletic on top of all of that. It's got to be hard to find somebody, because you got to find somebody that can stay with him for at least a little bit, right, Kurt? And you also have to find somebody who's not afraid to fight him.
We got to bring a guy all the way in from Argentina to fight him. You know, we're not finding somebody in Scranton or Wilkes-Barre, that's for sure.
Yeah, amazing. All right, who else is on the card, Kurt, Chris Coyne?
Well, we have one of Kurt's stablemates as well, a kid named Thomas Blumenfeld. He's another 10-0 fighter that happens to have 9 knockouts as well. We got a young man from Philadelphia, Haven Brady Jr., 16-0. He's fighting Yuri Costello, who's 14-0. So as they say, somebody's oh must go that night.
Local
product, Ryan Wilczek, who has fought for us before. He's 11-2, and he takes on a young man from out in New Albany, Indiana, named Josh Flores. Of course, we have a name that you'd recognize named Rocco Cordero, who's a 5-0 young man, happens to be a family member and nephew of yours. He and his people are coming up from down in Florida. And this card has really come together. It's going to be something special. And as Kurt was saying, and you were saying, your very dear friend John Bonacci, if it wasn't for John, we wouldn't have Kurt on the card.
Yeah.
John was a really big force behind pushing to have Kurt on the card. And through a mutual friend of ours, John reached out to me, and we were able to make it happen. And it, like I said, it really, honestly, John was the driving force of getting Kurt on the card.
Well, Kurt Scooby knows how 100%. Lucky he is to be married into that great Bonacci family, so he gets it.
1,000%
He truly is.
Hey, Chris Coyne, there's a lot of things that go in, and that would be the next question, but this question, there's so much that goes into putting one of these fight cards together. It's almost impossible to imagine. You're herding cats. You're reaching out as far as Argentina to put the matches together. It's incredible.
From soup to nuts, I'm a one-man show. Do you remember those little monkeys with the cymbals and the drums and the guitar? You wind them up and you just let them go and he does everything. That's sort of myself. So most of these promotions have some teams of people that work on matches. Another individual will work on logistics. Another person will work on travel. Another person will deal with the blood work, the physicals, the eye exams, everything like that for each individual fighter. Because you have to imagine if there's 10 fights on the card, that's 20 different individuals we're dealing with, 20 different managers, 20 different trainers, 20 et cetera, et cetera. And I'm that little monkey guy with the cymbals, the guitar, and the drums. I'm a one man show, so it's a little difficult at times because I do run another business, and I do work a full time job as well. So this is a full time job on top of everything else.
Wow.
But it's coming together really well. I don't get much sleep, and my wife is buried with me at the time, just like Kurt's wife is in a different. She doesn't like it, but I love boxing. Boxing hasn't loved me back very many times, but it's
in
the blood.
All right, we're less than 3 weeks away, Kurt Scooby. You know how to train to win. You're doing it now. What stage of your training are you at?
I'm actually just sharpening the tools. I'm already ready to fight. I could fight tomorrow if I needed to. At this moment, it's just staying sharp. That's it.
What motivates you? What are you thinking when you go in the ring? I mean, you're thinking you're going to kill the other guy, obviously. But so other than that flame, other than that passion, how do you keep that from overwhelming your intelligence, because it takes a lot of smarts in the boxing ring?
I'm well prepared with my coach. My coach is well prepared, Hector Bermudez. He gets us ready for not only this fight but our sixth title defense. That's our thought process. We don't normally get ready for the opponents we need to get ready for.
Yeah.
We get ready for the title defenses that we have to defend later in life.
What is your goal as a boxer, Kurt Scooby?
My goal is to win multiple world champions and secure a immense amount of wealth for me and my family.
Now, I want you to know, Kurt, we have had 57, and it may be more than that now, 57 world champions fight in Northeast Pennsylvania. I hope that you are part of that and become the 58th. That would be great.
So I'm a huge believer in speaking things into existence. I will be that in that category very soon.
Amen. Hey, Chris Coyne, Kurt Scooby, headliner for these fights on November 8th. Thank you for calling in, and let's arrange it again. We'll do it again as we get closer to the fights, okay?
Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Chris Coyne,
he's
the promoter, Northeast Boxing. November 8th, Mohican Sun, 10 professional fights. Kurt Scooby, the headliner for that, 18-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.